Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
Welcome to Press Start, an Alt-NPR podcast on the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
And I'm Rob Holt.
And this week, we're going to take a look at the unprinted but extremely exclusive Press Start Holiday Gaming Guide.
Oh, yeah.
And the way we decided to look at it was we wanted to do a budget game, a console, possibly a couple of console games, and then maybe a family favorite, something for everybody.
Yeah, it's basically an excuse to talk about all the games we've been playing and looking at.
That sounds like a viable, good excuse to me.
Definitely.
And I figure we should let our West Coast correspondent for Press Start get us kicked off. Mr. Holt, tell us what you've been playing.
There are two games that I've been playing on the console that I love, and the first one is just an obvious one because everybody's been raving about it. It's been selling out everywhere. It's Gears of War for the 360.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful. It uses this concept of destroyed beauty. You know, the art direction is absolutely sick and amazing. And it just this is sort of gritty world, and it's a shooter, but it's a third-person shooter. What makes it so great is that it just looks amazing, and you use cover, and you can't just stand out in the middle and just wail on people. You have to take cover, and they actually made it fun. Starting to like Cliffy B, which is really, really bad.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
For the viewer, for the listeners who might not know, who's Cliffy B?
Cliff Bezinski is, I think he's a lead designer at Epic Mega Games, the guys who did Unreal, and now this game, the Unreal series, and now this game, and he's outspoken in the, you know, with his dyed blonde hair and you know, gold tooth and
trying to be a rock star.
Yeah, he's trying to be a rock star. And the thing is, you know, I've read some of what he's written about this game, and he's right on. He's totally right about it. One of the things that really sticks out about this game, to me, is like the camera movement.
Oh yeah.
You know, when you press A and you run, the camera shakes. And I found out that was because they actually did motion capture, so they actually took real world camera movements. Handheld camera movements and motion capture them and put the movements of the camera into the game. That's why it looks so cool.
And it's really amazing how much that affects the gameplay, because most games, when you think about it, you have this 3D perspective, but it's kind of detached. It's kind of like you're watching it on a tripod, kind of like a movie. It makes it harder to get in touch with the character almost. It makes it harder to be immersed in the game. But when you've got the camera shaking like that, it's almost like Saving Private Ryan style, you know, really feels like you're in a firefight.
Yeah, it's that cinema verite. It's that, like, it uses a language of film that we already know, so it really feels like you are in a movie when you're playing it. So I love that, and the sound is amazing, and that, and then on the PS2, Guitar Hero 2, you know, and that's well-hyped, but just damn fun. I love the little guitar controller, and I think that the fact that I can actually play guitar is a help and a hindrance, in that, you know, I keep wanting to go more notes than there are, you know, go down more notes than there are on the keyboard. You know, I think I'm playing a keytar or something, one of those keyboard guitars.
So wait a minute. Rob. Hold up.
Yeah.
Now, both of you have just talked about games that I don't have. It's called I'm waiting for NPR to buy me an Xbox 360, which is not going to happen. However, I got questions, Rob and Kyle, about Gears of War, and then I also want to come back and discuss Guitar Hero, because I've heard a lot about it, and I've seen Kyle's guitar, but I've yet to really touch the game. Now, with Gears of War, the Cliffy B aspect, all that stuff is, like, that's insider knowledge. I know who Cliffy B is, and I've only seen the game, so I know who this really brash, blonde-haired, gold-tooth-having white boy is. I've never seen anything like it, ever. He's, like, the first nerd rock star, which is kind of cool. In its own very arrogant way. However, my question is, with Gears of War, all the hype, it was supposed to be a launch game. It was something that everybody talked about. Was it worth all the wait, all the hype?
I really think it is worth all the hype. This is the game that they planned. They put this out in November, right in the middle of the PS3 and Wii launches. And, you know, if they had had a Halo game, which, you know, that would have been insane, but they wanted to put the time into Halo 3, and this was kind of their stopgap measure to say, hey, look at us. We don't have a new system. Our system's, you know, a year old, but we could still do killer graphics. We could still do really innovative gameplay. We don't have, you know, tilt sensors or anything, but we can do this standard shooter stuff better than anyone. And I think that's really what they showed with Gears of War.
Now, Rob, Kyle, and I appreciate what you're saying. Now, Rob, when you talk about, let's the title alone, Gears of War. Is this something you're buying your kid?
No, I mean the blood, the amount of blood, and it's a visceral, you know, lots of guts, very scary. You don't buy your kid this. I mean, one of the core weapons, in my opinion, is the chainsaw bayonet. So on the standard issue, a gear weapon, the gear of war, you are a gear. You're like a soldier. That's their name for a soldier, I think. And you have this weapon, and if you get close to somebody, and you press the action button. And your machine gun turns into a melee weapon, and you will seriously saw somebody's head in half, and blood is just spattering everywhere.
And then that's definitely something you want to teach your kids, is how to chainsaw someone.
Right. So after listening to the both of you, we've decided Gears of War, great game. Look at it for the holidays. Mm-hmm. But this is something maybe if you're possibly young and getting married, you ladies buy your fiance maybe. Yeah. Or fiance is 40% more, 40% female gamers, I believe. So, guys, you might want to actually look into getting Gears of War for your woman. There's real
yeah,
romantic.
Yeah, if you have a kid with an Xbox 360, they're probably going to want this game. They've probably read about it in magazines, seen it online. They're really going to ask for it. You know, of those, you know, 7 or 8 million Xboxes sold, a lot of them are kids. But parents, if you're listening to this, check it out first. Make sure you're okay with them chainsawing people's heads off before you go out and buy this game. A lot of people.
Right. Don't be surprised. Christmas morning is what we're trying to tell you here, people. Okay.
But Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah. Now that's the next
one. Ages.
Now I saw Guitar Hero 1. I remember seeing it in the stores. I remember that they had the cool little guitar and everything that was going with it. And I thought, as far as a peripheral game, especially for the PS2, it really kind of set a high level. I watched, once again, somebody play Guitar Hero 2 the other day at Best Buy, and I seriously sat there with my jaw just on the floor. I couldn't believe how realistic it seemed. But then that leads to my, I guess, first question. We're going to have to go back to Rob on this one, because I've seen Kyle here. But I don't know if Kyle is a guitar player. Rob is a guitar player. And Rob, you're saying it. Sometimes the guitar playing skills that you possess, because you do have skills. So...
Not much.
Hey. Girls like skills. So
take a compliment.
Right, take the compliment. Even though you're married. talk to me about that aspect of it. Like, is it something where, as a non-guitar player, do you feel like it's something that could help you learn how to play the guitar when you no. really sit down?
No, not at all. The only area it would help you is coordination between your left and your right hands, where you're doing something different with your right hand than you are with your left, which is something that not a lot of people can do. So that would help you. But I mean, you basically, there's one button where each fret would be, and you never on the guitar, well, not never, but you very rarely put your finger across the entire fretboard, you know, unless you've got the guitar tuned funkily. And so you won't learn that, but you will learn timing. I'm sorry, you will learn timing, and that's
excellent.
Really good.
Yeah, I've got a confession to make about this, actually. Last year, when the first Guitar Hero came out, I bought it, and I had no experience with the guitar. And I played the game to death. I got really good at it. And I thought, hey, you know, this is really easy. I could pick up a real guitar. I could, you know, be a guitar player. So for the holidays that year, I made my fiance get me a guitar. And I actually tried it out and thinking, oh, I'm, you know, I'm such a Guitar Hero god. This is going to be easy to pick up. No, it definitely was not. I totally stink at the guitar to this day. I've not practiced enough. And you really can't transfer the skills over. At all.
Now, see, that brings to the next question. Whereas I know Rob is some of a music god. Yes, the theme song is all Rob.
The theme for this fine podcast.
Right. Kyle, I know, is more of, and I'm not saying that Rob is not, but I know Kyle's a hell of a gamer. So talk to me, Kyle, here. Tell me about this Guitar Hero thing. And then after that, I want you to give us your best buys and what you're looking at for the holidays. But talk to me about this as a gamer, because really you guys are both schooling me. I've told everybody in my family that I want a 360 for Christmas. That's what I want. That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. And so with the 360, I already have the PS2 at the crib. I'm thinking really hard about getting Guitar Hero for my birthday, which is in January.
Yeah,
I love the
season. Well, I definitely recommend it. Guitar Hero 2, it's pretty much the same game as the first Guitar Hero. So if you've seen that, it's, you know, they haven't changed anything really. The new guitar has more sensitive fret buttons. I think that's really the biggest difference. they changed some of the more technical things. But anyway, the big change really is the song list. In the first game, it was all these hair metal ballads, and I really couldn't get into a lot of those songs. They've done a lot to kind of expand it this time. They've got...
they got hip-hop?
No real hip-hop. Yeah. Hip-hop's not big on the guitar solos.
Yeah, I know. I just had to ask.
But they got Freebird in there, which is 9 minutes
of... Oh, you gave away the spoiler, man.
Everyone knows that already. Freebird may or may not be in this game.
Depending on who you ask.
Even more, but what's great is, like, when you're playing the game, and, like, you do encores if you really smoke it, and if you really smoke the performance, and at the end, they're like, you hear people yelling for Freebird, and that's, like, common, you know, and I just started to laugh, and then they're like, do you want to play Freebird? And you're like, yes, and they're like, are you sure you want to play Freebird?
They keep asking, it's like...
Yeah. It was awesome, and then I played it, and God, that guitar solo at the end
man.
Just off the hook, man. It is unbelievable.
And another
great, hard as hell.
Another great thing about the game is that they really get the rock star ethos there. A lot of the, besides just the songs and being able to play them, there's a lot of other little in-jokes. Like during the loading screens, it'll tell you stuff about being in a band. Like if the drummer is too tired to play the encore, he's too tired for the after party.
Yeah, and life is really hard for musicians and drummers.
Yeah. they got a Spinal Tap song in there, speaking of drummers.
Yes!
Yeah, tonight.
Yes!
Rocky tonight. It's
that
awesome.
Is nice.
They don't have any Hedwig in there, do they?
I don't think
so. No.
Man, if they had some Hedwig in there, I'd have to get it. Yeah, Angry Inch is one of my favorite rock, like, parody songs of all time.
You like the German transvestite rock?
Yo, man, that guy is great. I've got an Angry Inch! Yeah! That's my stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
That is not a kid-friendly movie, either.
That's not kid-friendly at all.
That's not in Guitar Hero 2. Guitar Hero 2 is kid-friendly, though. They got four different difficulty levels here. The easy one only uses three of the buttons. Anyone can fake their way through it. The hard one, the expert level... I've never seen anyone beat in person. I've seen videos online of people doing this, and I'm just jaw on the floor. I can't imagine how these people have fingers that fast.
Yeah, because there are six buttons that you have to
five.
I thought it was five. Yeah, you only have five fingers. and the whammy bar, and then there's the strum bar, and then I didn't realize it, but there's the star power mode where you like. You it's like you get I think you increase your bonus or whatever.
Yeah, you tilt the guitar up like a guitar god.
I didn't know there was a tilt sensor in the guitar, so you get all rock and roll and hairband on, you tilt the guitar up and you go into star power mode. It's so cool.
That's ridiculous.
All right,
I'm my mind is already moving too much. Kyle, talk to me, brother.
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out for our gift guide is that even though there's, you know, tons of games coming out and the pressure is to get, you know, all the latest and greatest games, you can't forget the classics this time of year.
Old school.
There's all sorts of games for the PS2, PS1, older game systems that are really worth it this time of year. For the Wii, if you've gotten the new system, they're... You know, you've got downloadable games for $5 to $10 there, and you know they're just as good as the games today. Once you've beaten Zelda and a few of the other Wii games, you know you need something else to do. It's a real cheap gift. You can buy a 2,000 point card for $20. That'll download like three or four games, and a lot of these games have aged really well. I've downloaded Bonk's Adventure and Bomberman and Ristar, and I've been playing those a bit more than the other Wii games sometimes. You can always go to an EB Games or GameStop, go to the bargain bins. I saw Psychonauts in a Blockbuster being sold for $8.
What?
I worship Tim Schafer.
It's a great game. We've mentioned it in, I think, every podcast so far.
Yes,
and it's a crime that it's $8 and no one has bought it yet. So if you see that game for any price, go out and
buy it. Another budget game that I want to talk about is just real quick is Mutant Storm. And it's available for the PC and for Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those two joystick controlled games like Robotron or Smash TV, where the left controls the movement and the right controls independent firing direction, like kind of like Geometry Wars. Mm-hmm. And of course, you need to get Geometry Wars. There's no question. But Mutant Storm is an independent a UK game, Pom Pom Games, and it is just brilliant and fun and psychedelic and cool looking. So that's the one I would recommend.
Even if you don't have a 360, though, I mean, everyone has a PlayStation.
On the PC. You can get it on the PC.
Well, PC too, but even if you don't have that, I mean, everyone has a PlayStation 2 at this point. It's sold over like 100 million, and they're great.
Mutant Storm is on the PS2.
No, I'm trying to segue. There's other games that are classic games that for the PS2 that are great. Shadow of the Colossus, God of War.
God of War is ridiculous.
I still haven't played that.
Yo, if you talk about... Yo, that game impressed me on the PS2 more than anything that they have ever put out. I sat down and watched it.
A ballet of carnage.
Just absolute carnage. And, like, the stuff that you do is ridiculously
wrong.
Not for
the kids again.
Not a kid game. Not a kid game. What else you got for me, Kyle?
Table tennis on the Xbox 360 is a definite bargain purchase, only $20. Seems like a really simple game that you'd only play for 5 minutes, but you really get into it. The controls really simple, but there's a lot of depth to them. You can put spin on the ball, or you can just jam on the A button to return it. What else we got in here? Super Monkey Ball, if you've got the new Wii, I definitely recommend. Yoshi's Island for the DS. Loco Roco on the PSP, Elite Beat Agents. These are games that people of all ages can enjoy. Good rhythm games.
On
the
DS.
I'm just trying to list off as many games as we can here.
All right. Well, I guess since you've ran your list and we've heard Rob, I'll take up the slack here in the end. The game that I've, without question, is any of our listeners know at this point, I am definitely a fan of the Wii. And my first holiday gift guy would be to go get one. If you can find it, they are hard to find now, and none of you all listened to us, obviously, when we told you beforehand. But I really enjoy the system. I think as far as family things are concerned, just at Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, my mother beat me in bowling, and it was a really big deal around the house because, you know, everybody was all noisy and salty because, he's putting something on the screen. What's he doing? And, you know, the first person I gave the Wiimote to was my mother, and she picked up on the bowling. Like, we were at an alley. Like, the first two frames, she screwed up, and then after that, it was all strikes and spares.
If you've bowled before, you can play this game. You don't need to know how to hold a controller or what button to hit, really.
And the ease of the control. And for the record, Nintendo ain't paying me a dime. I'm just being honest. The machine is a lot of fun. I played the PS3, and I like the graphics on the PS3. And the tilt motion controller ain't that bad. I really was going to be kind of hard on it. However, one of the issues that I had with it, and this ain't about issues, I'm just spitting once again here, the Bluetooth thing is real serious. I read somewhere about it, but we were playing Madden, I mean not Madden, but Live of all games. And we were playing Live, and here we are going into the second quarter tied, and we had to stop because the doggone controllers like fell out. So that was crazy.
They disconnect at random times. Yeah. It's a wireless controller, but it doesn't sync up right, and they got to fix that or else it's
now you can always blame that when you get housed.
That's true. And I did blame that once I did get housed. Let me see.
That's why they put it in. It's a feature. It's an excuse feature.
Right. It's called the Ralph excuse feature. When you're getting creamed like Ralph in a sports game, please feel free to invoke his name.
I'm surprised they listened to your recommendation there to put that into the system.
Yeah. They didn't want to pay me, though. It really upset me. What else? I've definitely been playing the latest FIFA. And if you are a soccer fanatic, much like myself, go you mighty Gunners on to the second round of the Champions League. Had to put it in. It is a great game. The interactive feature of FIFA is ridiculous. You can go online, actually, and play the real-time fixtures. So if your club, like Arsenal, plays Watford, I want to say, this weekend, you can actually go online and play against the Watford fans. Nice. So you'll find a Watford fan and an Arsenal fan, and you just go at it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and it's a great, great feature to have the interactive mode in there and see different things.
Could you infiltrate the other side's fans?
You can, but the funny thing is that once you play with a certain team online and do interactives, you can't switch squads.
So you have to ally yourself with the team.
Yeah, you got to align yourself with a team, and I say go with the Gunners. On the DS tip, I have to give a big shout out to Elite Beat Agents.
Yeah.
You talk about a fun game. Yeah, I have yet to have the honor of being a guitar god like my two good friends here, but I definitely feel as far as tapping concerns go, I'm the baddest tapper around. I love very simple way that you play this game, and it's like sometimes you think it's too hard. Like, how do I make that? And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got it. Boom, boom, boom,
you just
boom,
get
boom.
The rhythm. Yeah, you're just basically you're tapping on circles when a little timing bar goes around them, and it seems real simple at first, but you got these real complex rhythms in there.
Yeah.
And once you figure them out, it's like second nature. But before that, it's like all these circles on screen. What am I doing?
Right.
Once it clicks together, it just clicks, and it's amazing.
And I also, with that in mind, when it comes to the bargains, things that you should look for, I definitely, for family fun, suggest rhythm games. I think that not only do you have the Elite Beat Agents on the DS, but you've got great old school ones like
Donkey Konga.
Yeah, Donkey Konga with the on the GameCube is a fun one.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Yes, Dance Dance without question on the PS2 and the Xbox with the gamepad is a must do. It's something that gets everybody involved. The entire family can play, and you know, there's crap talking for years related to that kind
of karaoke
stuff.
Games, of course.
Oh yeah,
Rob's a big fan of.
You know, Rob's a big karaoke fan. I'm not. I don't like the singing games because a lot of people can't sing, and I don't really feel like I should have to sit there to go through it with you. I'm good.
See, I like it because you know it separates the wheat from the chaff. You know,
Rob with his excellent singing voice.
Right. Rob's a crooner.
We'll try and get a sample in here of Rob singing.
Yeah, he's got some lyrics. We'll
post it on the website.
But anyway, we'll be talking about all these rhythm games in at another time, but we're running a little over here, so we got to wrap it up. But for Ralph Cooper and Rob Holt, this has been the Press Start Holiday Gift Guide, and we'll see you later.
Peace.
Whee!
Alt.